Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
This is the Wikipedia page for the treatment and effects of the opioid epidemic during the COVID-19 pandemic. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. My name is Rob P., and I am your WikiListen current events host. Now, the opioid epidemic is in the news because the federal government just released the numbers from last year of opioid deaths, and they were up 15% over 2020. That was 108,000 overdose deaths in 2021. And the 2020 numbers were up 30% over the 2019 numbers. And last year, 71,000 of the overdose deaths out of the 108,000 total involved illegally manufactured fentanyl. So we're going to learn about the opioid epidemic in the United States, specifically the effects and treatments during the pandemic. So here we go. Opioid epidemic in the United States. Or the situation in other countries, see opioid epidemic. This article has multiple issues. Please help improve it or discuss these issues on the talk page. This article may be too long to read and navigate comfortably, August 2021. Parts of this article, those related to charts, need to be updated, November 2020. This article may have been created or edited in return for undisclosed payments, a violation of Wikipedia's terms of use. It may require cleanup to comply with Wikipedia's content policies, particularly neutral point of view, November 2021. The opioid epidemic, also known as the opioid crisis, is the extensive ongoing overuse of opioid medications, both from medical prescriptions and from illegal sources. The epidemic began in the United States in the late 1990s, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, when opioids were increasingly prescribed for pain management and resulted in a rise in overall opioid use throughout subsequent years. The great majority of Americans who use prescription opioids do not believe that they are misusing them. There were around 100,300 drug overdose deaths in the U.S. in the 12-month period ending April 30, 2021. From 1999 to 2020, nearly 841,000 people died from drug overdoses, with prescription and illicit opioids being responsible for more than 500,000 of those deaths up to 2019. In 2017 alone, there were 70,237 recorded drug overdose deaths, and of those deaths, 47,600 involved an opioid. A report from December 2017 estimated 130 people every day in the United States die from an opioid-related drug overdose. Those addicted to opioids, both legal and illegal, are increasingly young, white, and female, with 1.2 million women addicted compared to 0.9 million men in 2015. The problem is significantly worse in rural areas, where social and economic variables, health behaviors, and accessibility to healthcare resources are responsible for a higher death rate. Teen use of opioids has been noticeably increasing, using prescription drugs more than any illicit drug except cannabis, more than cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine combined. And we are going to skip ahead. Treatment and effects during COVID-19 pandemic. After slight decreases in opioid fatalities, 2017 to 2018, overdose deaths in the U.S. increased in 2019, due largely to an increase in non-medical use of fentanyl. The COVID-19 pandemic's interference into both social safety and healthcare delivery systems has probably intensified the opioid epidemic. U.S. media, on national, state, and local levels, infer that overdose deaths are increasing, but there is no national reporting system on overdose mortality to confirm these reports. Conclusions on the relationship between increasing overdose fatalities and the COVID-19 pandemic will require more research. Studies such as those by Wainwright et al. And Ochalek et al. Intimate that opioid use and overdose deaths may be increasing, just as reported by the media, but more study is needed. In addition, the COVID-19 pandemic has marked the start of healthcare policies that, should they be adopted permanently, could not only lessen the effects of the pandemic on overdoses, but also make overall treatment of opioid use disorder more effective by eliminating obstacles to previously proven therapies for these disorders. According to the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse, the coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, pandemic could hit certain populations such as those suffering from substance use disorders and especially those with opioid use disorder particularly hard. For opioid use disorder patients, COVID-19's effects on respiratory and pulmonary health is a significant threat. According to an April 2020 Health Affairs Journal article, once the coronavirus pandemic subsides, the opioid epidemic will rage. Recommended potential solutions include requiring doctors in large physician groups to get the federal waiver that would allow them to prescribe FDA-approved medications to treat addiction. That's the sentence, people. I've read it a bunch of times. It's not written well. I apologize. Back to the article. Under the Drug Addiction Treatment Act of 2000, physicians can obtain an X waiver to prescribe buprenorphine. Other studies have looked at treatments for OUD during the COVID-19 pandemic. For example, one JAMA internal medicine research letter from December 2020 found that since the COVID-19 national emergency declaration, quote, the number of individuals filling buprenorphine prescriptions has plateaued but has not decreased. However, filled prescriptions for all medications collectively have decreased considerably, close quote. This has been the Wikipedia page for treatment and effects of the opioid epidemic during the COVID-19 pandemic. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is @wiki_listen. If you have an article you'd like us to read, let us know.